So we'll do a cold open, which is where I just hit record and I start talking.
I like doing cold opens.
Because it makes it feel good, I think, before just...
I don't know. It's just me. Personally,
You turn it on, you hit record. It's just you're suddenly joined with a stranger. It's like we linked up in some bizarre imagination land. They daydream in their cars heading to work, not paying attention, and the road's a little slick. This is the Brass Show. The Chimichanga and I are recording this on Saturday, August 7th, 2021.
Yeah.
Well, you're hearing this probably a week after that. So, because we hit stop and then we start again. You know, this is what we do.
Yo, I like this beer. Tubular.
So, yeah, we were cracking these open earlier when we were making steaks outside. Beautiful, ledgered shit sunset. You know. And nice, I thought this tasted dark. And you said no. It's because it has more hops.
Yeah, it's a very, very hoppy beer.
How do you know?
Because I experience? Can tell by the taste.
You could add hops to beer all day. It wouldn't change the taste for me. Is that just an inexperience thing or what? I drink beer, but I'm not chugging beer. I just get
I'm
four
just
packs
saying
and six packs
taste
randomly.
Difference why it's you're like oh this is
because I was thinking this would be like a red stripe-ish kind of light beer.
No, red stripe is a lager.
Is this, it? This oh,
is
it is.
This is an
yeah,
IPA.
You're right.
Yeah.
Remember Malt Ball? Drinking the malt liquor? We used to call it Malt Ball.
Oh yeah, Private Stock, St. Ives.
St. Ives. Death. I remember chugging 2 40s of St. Ives and being so drunk that I thought I was going to die. New Year's going from 2001 into 2002. I thought death was at my door. I think I ended up in Britney's bathtub. I vaguely remember Alexi.
Wait, was that the girl's house party? Was it a New Year's Eve party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
I remember once time had settled and I ended up at home and I was tremendously hungover the day after going into 2002. I remember coming back to high school. It was senior year. Bumping into Zach, and Zach saying to me, yeah, you were pretty fucked up at New Year's. Yeah, I was. Yeah. Yeah, we thought the cops were coming, and you went, I'm too slick for the cops, and then apparently I ran into a bush.
Was that the New Year's party going into 2000?
2002.
Oh, yeah, graduating year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I remember Zach just laying into me and making fun of me. About how, you know, I was just tremendously drunk and I was like, I'm too slick for the cops. And then I ran into bushes and, like, fell down. He's like, and then I just saw you laying in the front lawn.
That's all right.
I'm too slick for the
cops.
Getting
a little crazy.
Yeah.
Acting a fool, rolling around on the ground. That's all right. Yeah. I mean, what?
Like a cop like isn't going to shine his light on me and go,
high school.
Hi. What are you doing?
High school New Year's Eve party. What are you?
What are you gonna? What are you gonna do?
What do you think's gonna happen?
This kid's like twisting his spine into a pretzel on the front lawn and foaming at the mouth. What are you gonna? What are you doing?
Rolling around the bushes.
Hey, buddy. What'd you take? What'd you take? What color was it? What'd you take?
How many fingers am I holding?
I had a Rhode Island cop ask me that. What'd you take, buddy? Huh? What'd you take? Like fucking with me.
What happened?
Back in the era of like 2003, 2004, Providence used to let you drink at a bar as long as you had a college ID. So if you were 18, 19, or 20.
In Providence?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember going to Brown University and I had a...
And you know, the reason...
A valid college ID, then they let
the
me... The
reason
bar.
It was like
I was
that...
only...
Because of some wise 18, guys.
17, 18?
Yeah. But if you had a college ID, you could drink. They just would be like, oh, we're going to assume that you're 21 because you're going to college. So here's your drink.
Oh, I thought it was just because...
Because the city is crooked as fuck.
I thought it was just a loophole. Like, if you're going to college, like, okay, you can come in.
No, I don't know. I really don't know. Hey, one hand washes the other on these matters. You know what I'm saying?
I don't,
Providence all, is a very unique place. All
I
place. Know
is I showed my Three Rivers college yeah. ID, yeah. and I got a
after taking one class or whatever
at the
right?
age of 18 or 18.
Yeah, but I was out there
or 19,
and I was 18. Drunk as fuck. I wasn't driving; I was just really drunk, and I stumbled on the sidewalk. And some Providence cops came up to me. He was like, hey, buddy, what'd you take? And he was, like, making fun of me. And I'm like, oh, and he was like, yeah, nah, it's more than beer with you. I could put you in a jail. He was, like, fucking with me. It was scary, actually. I was with Dave. Remember Dave from back in the day? Guy stole money from me, akin to a Leonard. A Dave versus a Leonard.
You want to hear a good story?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, it's a... Starscape. It's a music festival in Baltimore, Maryland.
Go on.
2010. Mm-hmm. A buddy of mine named John is...
Let's call him Juan.
It's well, first I got to explain this.
Yep.
The festival starts at 4 p.m. Or wait, 2 p.m.? 2 p.m. on Saturday and ends at 6 a.m., on Sunday.
Okay.
So it's just a...
So everybody's leaving at 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
That's kind of whack.
Well, it's 6 to 8 a.m., yeah. It's...
That would be unhappy for
it's
me.
It's an all... yeah, it's...
It's an all-nighter and then
it's
you gotta...
It's not for everybody.
Ride no. on the highway, coked up as hell, away from the festival.
It's not for everybody.
Some of us jaws are still clenching from four states over. Yeah. Did I completely knock you off your train of thought?
Yeah, you did.
I'm sorry.
Damn it.
Okay, so everybody leaves at 6 a.m. on Sunday from the festival. It's not for everybody. Go all night. Then you leave at 6 a.m.
We'll come back around to that.
Grabbing him and stabbing him in the abdomen with a javelin. Are you grabbing him and stabbing him in the abdomen with a javelin?
Napkin and a babkin. Smapkin.
Sucking a fucking a stick and a dick in a pussy? Hey, in Providence, you know what we do?
Hey.
Fucking and sucking a stick and a dick in a pussy, huh?
Is that what? Really?
Hey, I like the look of the cigarette. I took one of these from you and I'm holding the lighter like I'm going to light this thing. I'm not going to light this thing. I'm just going to like hold it. Like.
Do you want a lighter?
No. That's your lighter right there. I don't need it. I'm smoking. It's pretend smoke. Talking about life.
I know people,
getting emphysema.
I know people who have done that and like it helped them quit. Just pretending to smoke.
I've been quitting of the cigarettes for years. I dabble. Like if I'm at a bar, I'll have a cigarette. But that's once. I go to a bar since COVID.
I mean, you don't smoke like me.
No.
Not at all.
Now, if I don't hang out with you, I don't smoke.
Oh, shit. I'm the bad influence.
Oh, yeah. Come smoke with me, he says.
I'm the bad guy.
I'm the bad.
Okay, all right.
Bad queef. You liked it.
No.
Shut up, bitch. All right, I guess I am going to light this cigarette. I'm sorry, Mom. Look, the thing about life, I don't want to light the cigarette. No, I'm not doing it. I can't. I'm like flip flopping.
Don't do it.
I'm not doing it. Fuck it. I thought about my mom yelling at me. I listened to the podcast and you were smoking a cigarette, and that's not okay. even though you do that like twice a year.
You could just tell me like, hey, if I reach for that cigarette, slap the shit out of me.
Because I'm a weak piece of shit. I'm a weak-willed little bitch.
I mean, if you
I need you to use your will. My will is too weak.
No, your own will.
Yeah.
Will your own will.
Well, don't slap me then. You can never hit me. You may not ever hit me.
I might.
No. Man, it's just... There are some things, Jeff. The lottery right now is up at $226 million. It's a lot of coin. After taxes, you basically pay half in tax, right?
Did you get a ticket?
No. Did you?
No.
Well, fuck. Guess we're not going to win anyway. We were going to win if you were gonna.
Yeah. We weren't gonna. Come on.
Lots of, you know, lots of statistically improbable things have happened to me, but not winning the lottery.
Yeah, that only happens for assholes and douchebags.
I once had a really fat Arab guy sit next to me on
very seldomly does someone who actually deserves it.
Yeah, I got a story for you, though.
What you got?
About sitting on a bus, about the statistical probabilities of life and how you just kind of end up where you're either supposed to be or you just definitely don't want to be. I ended up with this really fat, like, blobbish Arab guy with, like, a big, thick...
On a bus ride. How long was the bus ride?
I left the Port Authority in Manhattan on a bus at, like, 2:45 p.m., and I got to New London at... probably like 8:30. Because it does all these like random stops up in Queens and shit. You like ride the bus. You're on the bus for a long time if you take the bus from Connecticut to New York City. You can do it. And it's also cheap as fuck. It's the cheapest way to get in and out of the city.
I mean, I always take the train.
How much do you pay for the train when you go in?
Well, my preference is I'll go to New London and jump on the Amtrak, or Shoreline East? I don't know. But
right.
New London to Union Station in New Haven is like $18 round trip.
Okay.
And then Union Station to Grand Central is like $36.
Okay.
Round trip.
Yeah, that's the expensive leg.
So it's like overall like
you can just
about
pay to,
$50.
You can just pay to shoot straight through, though, can't you? You just buy the ticket to New York City at New London.
It's way more expensive if you...
Just straight shot?
Yeah.
Like, how much is way more... Last time I looked at it, I'm pretty sure it was $50.
Wait, straight shot from how, though?
Well, instead of stopping at New Haven, you just keep going. It's connected. Shoot right through. Nonstop. Yeah, there probably is a surcharge, you're right. Because it's like the Express or whatever, right?
Well, it's a different train line, like a different company. You have to hop.
Oh, it's not all Amtrak?
No, you go Amtrak to Metro North.
Oh, that's right. Amtrak to Metro North. Yes. Two companies that have their network of shit embedded with each other forever, but they don't work nicely together. So, yeah, that's right. Man, when I lived with Mark, my roommate...
Yeah, I remember Mark.
Yeah, I lived...
Mark and Brewster.
Yeah.
I fucking miss those guys.
Yeah, they're good people, man. I'm in touch with both of them. I actually haven't talked to Mark in a while, but that's because he's just... He doesn't telephone.
I haven't talked to him in forever.
Yeah.
And I was the one who introduced you guys.
Yeah, we're cool, though. We're all good. Good guys. Good group of dudes or whatever. But lived in Brooklyn for a year in 2007. Me and Mark... It was a good time. It was fun. It was a good time.
Nice.
But, yeah, I was always taking the bus. I would literally get on a bus filled with Asian people in, like, Brooklyn for like $20 and end up at Foxwoods Casino. I'd always either go to like Asian Bus. Mm. Asian Bus was cheap, back and forth, $20. 20 this way, 20 that way, though. You know, so I'd be, you know, I'd do my hustle in New York City. I'd party throughout the week, and then I'd come back home and smash Kelly, and then I'd get back on the bus after smashing Kelly, go back to Brooklyn, go to sleep, wake up on Monday, do construction shit, try to get my music off of the ground. Hey, everybody, I'm a rapper. Yeah, so is everybody else. Go fuck yourself. That was my New York City experience. I rap. Yeah, no one gives a fuck. No one cares.
You ever seen that video, like, posted online? I'm in New York. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's very accurate. I remember being on the street in front of Fat Beats in New York City. And being out front, and there was a guy in a cell phone walking by, and I just went, hey, man, you want to buy my CD? I was saying it to, like, everybody walking by, like, trying to get interest in my art. Wasn't happening. And this guy said, yeah, I don't want to buy it, and nobody else does either. And I went, whoa. Like, that was fucking...
Why'd he snip at you like that?
After he said it, he went... He was just mad because I talked to him while he was on the phone. You know what I mean? So he was like, yeah, fuck you and everything you stand for because my phone call is more important. And I was like, no, actually none of this matters and I'm trying to make a thing happen. But you enjoy, you know, your phone call on your iPhone.
Yo, have you watched the show? 2007. Have you watched the show Dave?
Hi, I'm Dave. Little Dickie.
Yeah.
Dude, I've got... Can I be real with you? I am a hip-hop artist. I am a hip-hop fan.
You don't like him.
Are you kidding me?
Or do you like him?
I love Lil Dicky.
Okay.
Dude.
Have you seen the most
recent? Bars on bars on bars. And he's funny as fuck. Lil Dicky is one of those like rare artists, bro. He's fucking ill as fuck.
Have you seen the most recent episode?
Lil Dicky, I love you, and it's okay that you have a small penis. I love how your rap name... Dude, I love that show. I love how your rap name is just...
Plug up that second pee hole.
Just a dick joke. Your name is a dick joke. Well, you know, she's never really seen my penis. When he gets caught in the shower, like, trying to heat up the, like,
The most recent booty. Episode, I watched it today. I think when we're done with this, we should watch it.
I'm down after we record the second one.
The whole episode, he goes to visit Rick Rubin, the music producer, mm-hmm. to get some like Zen experience and kind of get at, because he's in like basically a writer's block.
Oh.
Right?
Kind of like the last 3 years of my life for me.
And they have him go into a... suspension tank,
like a float tank.
Yeah,
like a sensory deprivation tank.
Correct.
All right.
Yes.
What happens?
And he trips the fuck out,
and it's funny as fuck.
Yes.
Is it all about his dick?
No, it's him like battling his own ego.
I don't give a fuck about spoiler alerts, so here's your warning right now. If you give a fuck about a comedy spoiler alert, when that dude killed his inner child. Do you remember that episode? His summer camp inner child? Like some kid who was like playing with food and then he like killed the kid? That was some fucking dark shit. Little Dickie's a real artist, bro. He's a for real artist.
It's, yeah. All right. Yep.
I think his character like as a child was like eating bugs or something. Like that was the gimmick. I can't remember what it was, but... He killed his inner child. Killed him.
Well, in this latest episode, he kills his ego. Well, actually, I don't know. Now
you don't want to spoil it.
Nope, I'm done.
Like anybody's gonna listen to the Brass Show and be like, ruin Lil Dicky for me.
You never know.
Yeah, there is a small number of them now. It's amazing how things grow. It's like when you like pour water on a plant or whatever. You know,
there's so many of what?
of people.
Oh, yeah.
On the other end of this electronic system from which we broadcast.
The interface?
Where we interface with interwebs, laptops, and spreadsheets. Yeah. Where we connect, man. We connect. We gotta work on connecting with the fans. We should do like a lunch. We need two other mics, bro. I wish Genesis came tonight. That would have been great to have him as a guest and just talk to him and blather blather with him.
Yeah, I should have called him.
Should we talk about what happened?
Yeah.
About like our friend and what happened and... Fuck it. Let's tell the whole... I'm going to just tell the whole story, and if I get in trouble... we didn't do anything that bad, but...
No, we...
All right. We have a buddy that we grew up with. We're going to call him... Rob. And Rob was missing... the reason that was funny is because it's not a fake name. Our buddy Rob went missing, and we were worried about him. I'm not going to drop a last name. We'll keep it that anonymous. But, it was kind of a scary week for us because we were worried about our friend. It turned out that he's fine. So that's the silver lining of it all.
Yeah.
But this friend of ours that we love dearly, who, you know, was going through some stuff and, you know, more power to him. I know he's going to pull through. He'll be fine. Let's not focus on that part of it. The fun part of the story is that we know that this friend of ours is a really talented photographer, and he likes to go to kind of abandoned places. Or he did, allegedly. Maybe. In a made-up place. This is all alleged. Let's not get specific.
Yeah.
Norwich State Hospital in Connecticut is like an abandoned place. And, you know, we got concerned, so we went back there. Just looking for our friend. We didn't find him because he's fine now. We found out a couple days after we looked for him, but we had to look for him. You know, I don't think anybody's going to listen to this podcast and go, let's get them in trouble for looking for their lost friend. You know, we did our due diligence as far as we could. You know, we were responsible about what we...
It was a search party for a friend, you know?
Yeah, but we weren't supposed to be back there.
No, but he could have been
back there. Yeah, we were worried because he goes back there, or he did. And people do. I mean, we were back there. We saw evidence of people just hanging out there. Remember, we found footprints that we thought were our buddies, and we were just like, all right, we're going to follow this. You know, Genesis was tracking the footprints. He just kept finding them. He's like, yep. Then they came down here. Then they went around. I'm like, how do you keep finding the same set? Yeah, I've been looking.
This shit.
He's like, yeah, I've been looking for this everywhere.
No, he said he actually took a tracking class.
Yeah.
So
Native American tracking or something, right?
Something like that. But obviously, he knew his shit.
Yeah, he
like,
did.
He's pointing out shit. I was like, holy fuck, it is.
When
a fucking
we
shit.
Found that half-drank Gatorade next to the collapsed stairs.
Oh.
Genesis was like, if our buddy's in there, how do we even know? What do we do?
There were definitely people in there recently, like right
before. Yeah.
But I don't think Rob was in there.
Because every time we have really bad weather, like when we have like
a
hurricane.
Rob wasn't in there.
Yeah. When we have like a Hurricane Sandy or one of those kind of weather events where it's, you know, hail and really bad winds and that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. That's when Norwich State Hospital, the abandoned bullshit across from Mohegan Sun, that's when shit gets fucked up. That's when the roof caves in. It doesn't happen, like, now.
Oh, well, yeah, it's the same reason you don't go to the beach when there's a hurricane coming in.
Yeah.
Or maybe you do.
I would. I mean, surf's up, man.
I mean, I'm not going out in the water, but
yeah,
I'd like to see
it's
that. Because
you're sane. There are people who just fuck it, risk it all, man. Do it.
Yeah, man. What's a movie with Patrick Swayze and Keanu Reeves? Point Break. Hmm. Point Break.
Well, the point that I'm trying to break, the point I'm trying to break,
what?
Is that our buddy's okay.
Yes.
And that Norwich State Hospital is some creepy ass shit.
Yes.
Yeah. Walking around through there. What the fuck? The shit people write on the walls and shit. Did you see any of that?
Yeah.
Pentagrams and like, you just walk into a room with this, like a fake blood bathtub. Somebody had red paint. And just,
oh, red paint with the handprints?
Handprints on the bathtub.
Bloody handprints on the bathtub. Yeah, that was weird, dude.
It's not somebody with a, you know, people go back there with spray paint. We saw some elaborate spray paint jobs back there.
You know, I kind of wish when we were there that we just threw that bathtub out the window.
Yeah.
I fucking wish we did that.
I wish that what we had done was have a three group of men lift a bathtub up off of the ground and then smash it through a window down two stories and then smash on the ground into a bunch of pieces. I wish that happened.
I wish we did that too.
I also wish. But that would have been like super illegal.
Yeah.
And something that like would result in. I mean, but when you think about it, hasn't been in use since the Reagan administration anyway.
If you think about it, like if somebody did that, they should have been paid for it because
it was
that
funny.
That place is just going to get leveled
eventually. You
know? It's not, there's no coming back from the state.
Right.
That all those buildings are in.
I can't believe how shitty they are.
Decrepit, and they're just going to get leveled.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
Dude, they've been standing there since like the 30s. Right? I got a funny story about Norwich State Hospital. This is also some illegal back in the day shit, but I'm going to tell it. So, young Shimmy and I graduated in the year 2002. You know, 9/11 was a year before or whatever. Shit was fucked up. I had a buddy go to the Marines and he came back and he had like, he had this flashlight that they gave him. It was like an LED, like super bright flashlight, right? It was the kind of flashlight, like if he opened it in the center of a room, it would illuminate the room like there were two suns blazing. You know, it was just super bright, super bright. You can see everything super accurately light. So he came back from the Marines with this flashlight that first summer, and we wanted to go to Norwich State Hospital. So it was me. You weren't involved in this at all. I wish you were.
No,
it was,
I don't remember.
It was me, Josh, that girl who, she never gave me the time of day. Like she wasn't attracted to me. I tried. Back in the day, she was like, nah, I'm not having this with you, but you're cool. She was like, nah, I'm not going to be your girlfriend, but you're cool.
What's the last letter of her first name?
I can't remember. I legitimately don't remember her name? I don't remember her name.
Oh.
Super hot, though.
Yeah, unless I have a name.
Yeah, even if you had the name, dude, it's been 20 years. You know?
If you gave me a name, I'd probably...
Nah, I don't think... I think it was Aaron.
I can match names to faces.
I think like an Aaron or a Susan something.
Blonde?
Yeah. Tiggle Bitties.
Oh. Then...
Really big tits.
Really?
Yeah, really, really nice, bubbly personality. Friendly.
How tall?
Shorter than me. Even back then, and but I was like 5'9" or 5'10" when I graduated high school, and she was
5'2", 5'3",
yeah, something like that, 5'4", 5'5", maybe 5'6", 5'7". Shorter than me. That's the key. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it doesn't break it down too much. Sorry.
But she had nice tits, and we went to Norwich State Hospital.
Well, it's not the person that I'm thinking about. Well, not that. the person I'm thinking about doesn't have nice tits, but she didn't have...
Your imagination large... has nice tits. You know that?
Does it?
Yeah, it does. Anyways, went to Norwich State Hospital with Josh, Jack. You remember Jack? Waiter, Jam's Restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My God.
So he was the Marine. The Marine with the light. So yep. we went to Norwich State Hospital with this light. We parked in the park and ride that's at the beginning of the Mohegan Sun Bridge. We hopped the fence, and then we went through underground tunnels and came out in the middle of, you know, when we were looking for our missing friend back there who likes to go back there and take pictures and spray graffiti and whatever he does. Like, I was thinking of this, and this is why I was scared for him. We came to a building immediately coming out of a tower that was like, not okay. Like, you could just see from the outside of the building.
It's about to collapse.
Yep. It's like a piece of shit. So we go up this piece of shit. We're going up the stairs. Just stairs in an abandoned building in an insane, literal insane asylum that's been closed for fucking... They closed it down in 96, I think, was when they were
yeah,
like...
Yeah, mid to late 90s.
Yeah.
They closed it down.
Yeah, but... yeah, it was fucked up, man. We come up on the top floor of a building, and the floor is gone. It's all gone. If he didn't have that light, we would have just kept walking. And went, just, death. Probably three stories down.
Just fucking break.
So we're at the top of these stairs.
Fuck your shit up.
He's at the top of these stairs holding this light. The light is shining everywhere. And we look out a window, and there's a security guard sitting in a cop car. And he's shining this light.
Oh, it's the security guard car.
Yes, but...
Not a cop car, security guard car.
He had the lights on top, like a blue, like a...
He's a security guard car. Or... Okay, well... Wait, he might have been tribal.
Yeah. Tribal, oh, yeah. Tribal. 1,000% tribal. Yeah.
Tribal police.
Yeah, yep. But he's sitting back there in the car, looking at the empty building that just had this weird light coming out of it. And... We're on the top floor with, like, the floor gone. Like, we can see down into the foundation of this building. Like, fuck, if any of us, like, move, we're fucked. Jack closes the light. Like, shoo, closes it. And now we're standing in the dark. And we're at Mexican standoff. We're looking at him. He's looking at back at
can
us.
Can he see you?
I don't know. We're looking at him out the window. I didn't, like, run and hide. I'm standing in the window looking at him. He's looking back up. This goes on for like 20 minutes. Like and I'm saying, we're fucked. I'm saying to that hot girl with the nice titties, we're fucked. Look, if we get arrested, whatever happens, you know, that it just is what it is. You know, you're really cute though. I hope that, you know,
you're going to have to tell me who that is after.
I legitimately don't remember her name. I'm being honest.
Oh my God.
I don't
really.
Girl with boobs. Anyway, Mexican standoff with the tribal security guard or whatever he was for like 20 minutes. And then he just suddenly puts it in gear, drives off. We go down the stairs. We go back in the tunnel. We head back where we came from. We get in Benzo and we leave. Wait, now, this
Benzo,
is where the story...
Benzo 1.0 or Benzo 2.0?
Benzo...
Silver or the black one?
Benzo 2.0.
Okay.
Okay, but this is where the story gets interesting, because 10 years goes by, right?
Yeah.
Having a night that is not unsimilar to tonight, having a couple brewskis, hanging out, just enjoying life, but I'm in my college apartment that I had with Kelly, my ex-wife. You know, girlfriend at the time. Ghost Hunters comes on TV. Ghost Hunters has an episode on Norwich State Hospital.
Oh.
Yeah. And
I remember that.
Yeah. So, you know, they're like, choo, choo, choo. Yeah. This was an abandoned insane asylum. Apparently shut down 1996. Choo, choo, choo. Yeah. People hear voices here. They see apparitions. Pew, 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 pew. And then it flies to an image of the building that Jack, Josh, Big Tits and myself climbed up into. And they go to a security guard. You know, I've spent a lot of time at night patrolling these grounds, just making sure that everything's okay. And yeah, there are nights where you see some bizarre lights. You know, people couldn't be in there. You know, it's just not possible. They couldn't get by me. They'd have to do something pretty elaborate in order to get in there. Yeah, these are definitely lights from some sort of apparition.
No, that was us, motherfucker.
And it was me and my friends. And I saw this in New Britain like 10 years after the fact. And I started laughing. This place that we live is filled with stories like that. It's just something crazy. Like, I had an influence on a reality TV show in a weird way. Because my friend came back from the Marines with a super bright, eerie ass light. Like, this thing was extreme. You open it up, it's like two suns in a room, you know? Amazing. But it was us, motherfucker.
A bunch of years back, I was doing some exploring around that area in Norwich. And
did you see a ghost?
Friend, no. No, I didn't.
Okay.
But a friend of ours, whose name starts with S, was walking with me, and there happened to be a manhole that was uncovered.
Oh.
And we didn't see it. And he walked right into it.
Oh, my God.
But luckily, he's able to stick his hands out.
Because he's got
to the side.
He had fast reflexes back then.
Oh. It's a good thing he did, because, like,
if he kept going, he would have
stopped himself. I grabbed him, pulled him out, and we looked down, and it was like a 25-foot drop.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Was it Qualqual?
Yes.
Yeah. It was a little koala bear boy.
Yeah.
Saved him.
I saved him. Mm.
That's good.
He was really pissed after that, though, and he was
at
like,
you?
No.
Oh. All right.
Not
why would he be
at me, but he was just upset. Like,
I hate it here.
He was upset at the
situation,
place,
yeah,
and time, and
yeah,
situation.
He did. Yes. He was like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, he's like, we need to leave. I was like, okay.
It's because he's smart. He was. Yeah, every time I've been there, dude, there is something haunted there. You feel it when you're there. There's like something going on there. Like it attracts insane people. If you want to go to Norse Hospital, there's a level of insanity that you possess. I think that's my personal epiphany about the matter. What the fuck? Why do you want to go to a, like, we had to go after, I felt like we were chasing a shadow of our friend to try to keep him safe or find him or whatever. You know what I was really hoping is that we would have found Rob, just found him and been like, what are you doing out here?
Oh yeah.
And shit's tight right now, or whatever it is, and then coaxed him back.
I didn't want to find him.
Yeah.
Because if I think we found him, it would have been
we would have found his body, is what you were worried about.
Yeah, I don't want to say that, but yeah.
When you guys were in that one building that you walked up that sketchy ass, like,
staircase,
and I was like, I'm not going up it because it's not complete, and you guys were like, yeah, fuck you, and just waddled up it.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you guys were in the building and you went, blah, blah, blah. And I heard both of you, bah, 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 and I heard you like argue with each other, and I'm like, oh no, I was being a pussy, and then I stopped being a pussy moment.
There's no arguing between me and Genesis.
No, well, I didn't. I know there wasn't, but that's what I perceived because I heard you two like, bah, 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 like, don't scream. I think you told them not to yell or something. Like, don't yell. And I heard you tell them not to yell. I might have said that. Like, stop yelling. Something. But, yeah, bro, I don't even know anymore, you know, like, it's just, there's so much weird energy about life. Like, there's nothing going on in that Northern State Hospital.
That was a lot of fun though.
Yeah. It was.
I
like seeing Genesis.
It was nostalgic that too. And that like added to the nostalgia.
Yeah.
But just being back there and like exploring, it was It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Exploring, looking for our friend, trying to talk ourselves out of being really sad about it and shit.
Yeah.
You know what was really fun? It was hanging out at the bar afterwards with you guys, too.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, we were like, well, we didn't find him. The sun's down. What are we going to do?
I was kind of on a pool table most of the time, but
yeah,
that's what I do.
Those tacos were fucking banging.
Those were good tacos.
We got banging nachos and banging tacos.
Next time we go, we got to get the wingsings.
You want to take an Uber over there now? It's 9:16. After this, I say we go over there and get some tacos and shit.
Oh, shit. All right.
You down?
Yeah.
And then that'll be the night capper.
I'm going to have to play a few games
tomorrow. I got to wake up.
I'm telling you that right now.
Where can I get a good haircut tomorrow morning? The haircuttery over here, probably?
There's a new barbershop.
Cash only? Cash-only?
I don't know.
Cash-only?
I don't know. It's Ledyard Center School.
Okay.
Like where I went to elementary school.
Where you used to like go in the bathroom
and
jerk
off. It turned
into
like
a little mall.
Shut up. Yeah, it's a strip mall. And there's a barber shop in there.
Come on, Boogie, let's burn this motherfucker down.
Yes. Okay, so but when are they open? They're open like tomorrow morning? Cuz I need a haircut and a good shave before I DJ this wedding.
Or just do it yourself.
Give myself a haircut?
DIY. Wait,
haircut.
Wait, just wear a hat.
I'm a DJ at a wedding.
Yeah.
I got to like get clothes still. Tomorrow I got to get a haircut, a shave, and clothes.
Were you wearing a tie?
And yeah.
Suit, jacket?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're going to be hot as fuck.
I know. But I'm going to make mad money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing, man. It's a good thing to make money. I like money.
Who doesn't?
I like spending it on things for my kids, you know? My kids. You know, being divorced, a single man with two children that's divorced... Half my life, see, my kids are in a new zone now, because my son is 10, he's double digits now,
yep.
My daughter's 8, which is still really fucking young, but
yep.
At the same time, we're encroaching, like, we're beyond PG now, a little bit, we're not in like...
You're encroaching...
PG-13.
Teenage... Years.
Yes.
You're getting close to teenage years.
I was watching PG-13 movies when I was like 11, 12. You know, like that's... But it's funny because my kids watch... Like they've seen all the Marvel movies, basically. They've seen it all. They have a Disney Plus account.
I remember getting taken out of the theater by my dad during Starship Troopers when we saw it in the theaters.
Why?
Because
of titties?
I mean, I was like 10, and I wanted to watch it, but I don't know, he got all butthurt, like...
I watched it with my stepmom, who was... She's a pretty attractive lady in 1997, and I remember sitting next to her on the couch, and my dad was there, too. And we were watching Starship Troopers, like, when it came out. Like, my dad would always make it a
block... In the theater?
No, Blockbuster night.
Oh, okay.
On the couch at the house.
When it came out on VHS.
Yes.
Okay.
And we were watching this movie, and, like, all the titties, and... I just remember being like, this is fucking weird. And just sitting next to my stepmom and being like, ah, this is fucking weird. Watching Starship Troopers.
This is a great movie.
It's a fucking amazing movie.
And I was very upset that my dad made me leave.
What's the fucking... the Neil Patrick Harris? He's psychic in that shit?
He was...
Before he, like, you know, steals the car.
He was, like, the mastermind who, like, figured out everything about the bugs.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Neil Patrick Harris saves the fucking day.
Yeah.
But in Harold and Kumar, he causes people to be like,
come on, Boogie, let's burn this motherfucker down.
But he still saves the day in that movie, too.
By returning the car he stole?
Just by being in the movie.
Neil Patrick Harris. Yeah. What an interesting human being he is.
I love him.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
So let's bring this. We have a tendency to ramble and bring things back full circle. Remember when I was playing like, oh, wait, that might have been the last episode. The Drake clips where he was being like, Lil Wayne's too good.
That was the last episode.
That was the last episode. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm bringing it full circle times two for 2 weeks because Neil Patrick Harris is a gay man, openly gay individual.
If there's a song on YouTube, mm-hmm. are we allowed to play it on here? If it's free for the public?
It is not allowed to be played.
Why not?
Because it's not our content.
But what if somebody else posted somebody else's content?
Somebody else posted, like, what is the content? It's is it a band? It's is it a cover band in a bar?
No.
All right. Is it a band, like a stage band at like Six Flags?
No.
Is it like a jazz pianist?
It's a punk band.
It's a punk band. Is it on Spotify, like, or is it just on YouTube?
They have no FX.
It's no FX?
Yes.
Well, why didn't NoFX definitely has all their stuff published and stuff, so no. As soon as I play their stuff, it'll get picked up.
Damn it.
And anytime anybody plays this episode, NoFX will make, like, a, you know, 15 cents, and you and me will get nothing.
Oh.
And all this will be... I mean, it's fun. It's fun to do this, but I would like the $30 that this one podcast makes me over the next 10 years from people playing it back versus nothing. So...
Yeah, do I get... like $10 left.
Yeah, you get fucking half of the shit.
Half of the shit?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. All right. I don't know why we got to keep reestablishing this. You know. Yeah, this is, you know, this is where we'll get our fucking beer money.
I told you I don't even fucking
care. Yeah, I know. Who gives a fuck? So far, if we're being real, we're in the red. I'm still making back the money on the podcast equipment. And that'll probably go on for like 3 or 4 more months, I think, if I got my math correct. But still, this shit, I mean, it's nice to have. I like having this shit. This is cool.
Especially these mics, dude.
Yeah. I want 2 more mics like this so that we can just start having people, you know, hey, Thursday, what do you guys do? Oh, we fucking podcast. I mean, lately we've been doing the Saturday thing. And I like recording more than one so that we just have them in the can.
Yeah. Me too. Good. And I think Saturday is working out pretty well.
Yeah. Because I'll take both of these episodes when I go back tomorrow, post them, quote unquote, but they don't unlock until the date. So every Tuesday morning at 5 a.m., they whoop, go on YouTube and whoop, they hit Spotify and all that shit, Google, Amazon. You can tell your Alexa. You can go, Alexa, play The Brass Show, and you'll hear us talk now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, we got to do that next time we hang out. I set it up to do it, and I haven't done it. And I own like 5 Alexas. Oh,
yeah, you got to wait for me. Mm-hmm. Do not do it without me.
And we'll post on our social media.
Sure.
We'll go, look, here's our shaky YouTube video of us telling Alexa to listen to us.
Shaky bones.
Shaky bones. So, we got about 12 minutes left of this episode. You think the coronavirus is still a problem two weeks from now, or do you think they're... think it's over?
No. And it's hard to tell.
Everybody's going to get this shit. My boss caught it.
I mean, once we get into these colder temperatures,
people are going to be all over each other.
Yeah.
Trying to keep warm with the snot flying off of somebody else's face that they breathe in. Yeah, I think what are the chances that like this whole COVID thing is actually, hey, you're all fucked and you won't know it for like 5 to 7 years, and it's just like a slow cook.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse year after year, like with how contagious it is and how lethal it is.
If you have a vaccine, you should be fine.
Well, you know what they found out about the vaccine?
What?
The coronavirus is adapting to jump to people who have the vaccine and mutate to become even stronger.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah. I heard that today.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. What, you think I'm making something up like that?
Maybe.
You think I would go on the Brass Show and I'd be like, hey, this is a fucking deadly pandemic and here's, you know.
I'm not.
Let's just check the news. I'll fucking read something to you. Baby boy. News. B-52s lead new U.S. air power onslaught to stop Taliban advances in Afghanistan. That was 5 hours ago.
Hey, have you seen the meme? All right, the top is a picture of, it says B-52s, and it shows a picture of the band B-52s. You know the B-52s, right?
Yes, they're on the playlist for the wedding tomorrow.
And then, oh, nice, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yo, it's a good five-minute song.
Pound it.
It's a five-minute song.
Dude, that was
perfect. The Love Shack.
You should have called me. I would have gave you, like, you would have had it done in 45 minutes if you called me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the meme, top half, B-52s.
Yeah.
Bottom half, 52 Bs. And it's a picture of Macaulay Culkin in My Girl when he's getting attacked by the bees.
Oh, right. Like, we talked about that on this show, I think.
Did we?
Yeah, one episode we talked about it.
Well, it deserves a bump.
We talked about it on the episode where I got What's Eating Gilbert Grape confused with... they're like, yeah, Macaulay Culkin dies by getting stuck by bees. Look at it. And now I understand why old men... When I was a young lad, I used to be like, oh, old men talk in giant circles. It just takes forever for them to come back to what they were talking about before. That's us.
Yeah.
This is the pro... Hey,
are we there?
Yeah.
Are we there now?
Oh, let's enjoy it and record the whole thing.
Fuck.
Leave it behind for archaeologists to find.
Fuck me.
Just being old. Being old's going to be fun, though. I mean...
All right.
Finding a lump and being like, is this the one? Is this the one?
No. Nope.
I told you I found a lump on my nuts, right?
What?
Let me get that cancerous cigarette for a second. Yeah, I found a lump on my nuts a couple of years ago. I went to the doctor.
Cut it off with a pair of scissors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to an arts and crafts store and I got some really sharp, like industrial strength scissors. And I took care of it.
Some tin snips.
Yeah. So. No, I was really afraid for like a week. It was like a really stressful week, like 4 or 5 years ago. I still have the fucking shit on my balls, bro. It's like a fucking clump.
What?
I got like a nut thingy, like a little thing. It's a cyst on my balls.
Oh.
It seems like it's scary, though, if you like don't know what the fuck it is.
I mean, is it cancerous?
No, no.
Well, what?
Well, it was scary at the time. I mean, you find a lump on your balls, you think of the worst. It's a significant, like, whoa, what is this? You know? It's not like a tiny thing. I mean, it is tiny, but you know what I mean. It's like, it's a regular as far as, like, I'm trying to talk to you about my balls, man, and you're making weird faces at me,
no,
man.
No, I'm not.
Is this? Let's shame a motherfucker about his balls?
This
is the Brass Show. I got a cyst on my balls, motherfucker. Yeah, I thought I had cancer, so I went to a doctor and they checked me out. And yeah, I'm fine, but it was fucking stressful. You've never had an experience like that where you found like something that's like, what the fuck is that? And then they tell you, no big deal, nothing.
Well, I've have a webbed toe and have a third nipple. So
yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, but those are genetic improvements for like when the flood comes. You're gonna be like the future frog people.
How is my third nipple gonna help me in a flood?
You'll be able to feed more people with your third nipple. People who are starving to death will be like, Chimichanga, please. And he'll be like, you would thirst upon thine third nipple. You're going to get all biblical and shit. They're going to put like your face in stained glass up in the fucking, up in churches like 5,000 years from now and shit.
Damn right, Derek.
It's going to be good. That might be a classic moment for this show.
Yeah, that's a good one. Holy yeah. fuck.
Yeah, but yeah, I've got a cyst on my balls, which made me think I was gonna die. You've got a third nipple. Fucking human bodies are weird, man. Because they do just give out. Like people just, bleh, that's it.
I mean, I think the weird shit, the different shit that people have, and the abnormalities and the differences. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good thing. I respect that from everyone because everybody's different.
You know, I know I've made jokes on this show about like, you know, pulling like a woman's pants down and finding a dick, what? Right? I've made that joke on this show. Oh. That's a joke I've made. And we're talking about bizarre body things. So I'm going to hypothetically ask you. Let's say you meet like a hot redhead, right? Like a hot, a redheaded high school kind of like my high school girlfriend, like that kind of body type, like redhead, like really hot, like, you know, like the,
yep.
Yeah. Like she was just amazing. Anyways, if you met a girl like her, but you found out that she had a tail.
How long is the tail?
Like a 3-inch tail, like at the end of her.
Three inches?
She's got like a perfect ass, too. Like her ass is like.
Oh, I'm sold. 3 inches? That's fine.
But what if the tail, like, had the same kind of skin as, like, the clitoris?
Even better.
You would like, suck the tail? I think that's gay.
Is it on a female?
Yeah, it's on a female.
Then it's not gay.
I think it would be kind of gay, though.
No.
If she had a 3-inch tail of, like, skin.
Is it on a female?
Like a...
Is it on a female?
It's on a female.
Then it's not gay.
Okay. Hands, I don't know if I agree.
Hands down. You can't say anything.
You can't
more.
See any counter argument there.
Nope.
You don't see any.
Nope. Checkmate.
So, like, if a girl comes up to you with two fingers, like this, like a two finger, and just starts, like.
No, I don't like that.
Pounding your cheek, like the inside of your cheek with two fingers.
Wait, inside my mouth?
Like,
and my cheek?
Well. Like that. If a woman does that to you, to me, that's
like
gay.
That.
And that's
I
a woman.
Don't like that.
Right. And you don't like that. But you would suck the tail, no problem. We've established that
I'm
you would suck the tail.
I'm not saying I would do that.
No. But that's what I asked. And you were like, is it on a what? Dude, I could play it back. You said, is it on a woman? Then it's not gay.
Yeah, it's not gay. If it's a woman, I'd do it.
So if she's like, oh, my tail is so hard for you. Let me shove my hard tail into your mouth.
Yeah.
We're getting into some fucking really weird territory. So it's not gay.
No.
I mean, it wouldn't be gay if a woman walked up with you with two fingers and just went, ha, blah, blah, into your mouth.
No.
Like your mouth was a vagina. If that was her thing, you'd just take it. And you'd be like, I'm totally not gay right now. This is such a weird conversation.
I'd probably be thinking in the back of my head, like, I really hope this girl washed her fingers. Mm.
Food for thought, audience. This is the Brass Show. We did it. I mean, I'd suck titties.
Who doesn't?
If a woman had a tail, I would suck her titties and I would suck her tail. So I'm on your side.
All right. Thank you.
This is the Brass Show, and we're both really gay.